If you do not come and say Eidus for me, Shohoitzi Yishploini Shem Ra Biti, that this person, my chassid, my son-in-law, was Moitzi Shem Ra on my daughter. And of the Biti, so Chayovim, so that is Chayiv. That's one chiddush. So clearly, that if they hold back the Eidus, they're Chayiv according to Shvuas Eidus. Hoidev Mipiyatz my potter. It says, "Hoyde me piatz moira says bebezdin ze shoytzi shema bebezdin achal poter." It says now this person was moidin there. Says hoyde, so that's chayyeh chayyavim. But hoyde me piatz, let's say the chosin comes and admits himself to bebezdin that he was moitzi shema, then he's poter. But the havi mina was that he agrees even after the eidim came, still he's poter. So the question is, why should they be poter? So must be that this one holds potter because is the first. It means the eidim are potter because there must be eidim knas. So there must be eidim knas. Rashi says what? Because talk about hashdom, the afilu bo eidim on liyacha shohida. Even if the eidim came after he admitted, come a potter, still we say it's potter. The kutaria must be a eidim kaidim oidor chayavim. It sounds like this here, that when did the eidim come? If they came after he was moidor, then the potter. But if the Eidim came before he admitted, then it says he's Chayiv. That's the Raya from the Reisha. It's not an Eidik Knas here. And you see, Eidik Knas is Chayiv according to Shvua. So Moshe says, no, her mani the blessed of Shimon. The Yoma Yavol Eidiv Yidu. There goes the Kodav blessed of Shimon that says, even after a person is made of, still the Eidim are Chayiv your money. So therefore, according to the blessed of Shimon, Pshit Eidik Knas is Chayiv. So Moshe says, that can be. Eimer says, what does the Sefer say here? Hoyde miatz my potter. That if the chosin admitted himself that he was a mercy shemra, then he's potter. So also the rabbanon that comes out according to the rabbanon that eidik knas is potter. So how could this be? So Mor says no. Kula Reb Lezer B'Shimon he. This whole brayta goes according to Reb Lezer B'Shimon, and that's why the eidim are chayiv a korban shvuah say this, because according to Reb Lezer B'Shimon knas for sure eidim is mechayiv. Even if the person first admitted, and then two Eidim come, the two Eidim could be Mechayiv him Kenas. So according to him, the Eidim that hold back the Raiders, Pshita Mechayiv. If so, Vokakam, this is what the Brayta means to say. Lo Mishkachas Lo Eidim Mepiyatz Me De Potter. Where is there a case that if a person admits the Kenas that he's Potter, and Lehecha De Lech Eidim Klau, only in a case where no Eidim comes at all, Lo Eidim Yatz Me. That they're just saying over, Reb Lezer of Shimon Talocha. But when is Moedim B'Knas Potter? If all we have is just your Haidor, no Eidim show up to Bezdin, then the Baldog is Potter. But any time Eidim show up in Bezdin, then the Klal is Eidim could be Mechayiv Y'Knas. So Pshita, according to the Blessed Rabbi Shimon, according to the Svarah, if you're Eidim and you swear forth that you do not know Eidus, and then we catch you, Avad Y'Vechayiv Akorb and Shavuos Eidus. So that's called the Kfir Asim Mani. Alright, we'll continue later. Okay, you were holding Lamed Gimel on a base. On a base, the Mishnah. Yeah. Lamed Gimel on a base, the top Mishnah. Mashbi ani aleichem. Reuven comes to Shimon the Eidim and says, "Listen, I'm going to make you swear. Imloy tovo, if you will not come, v'tiidu, and I want you to say Eidus for me, shani kayin, that I'm a kayin." They give me a hard time, they're not going to give me an aliyah, they're not going to give me truma, and you know that I'm really a kohen. I want you to come say, hey, this, that I'm a kohen. Or else, shani levi, that I want to receive truma, they're not giving me ma'aseh, I want you to be hey, this, that I'm a levi. Or else, she'eni ben gerusha, she'eni ben chalutza. Everybody knows that I'm a kohen, but there's a rumor going around that my mother was a gerusha, so I'm possible to do avodah. So I want you to say, hey, this, you know that I'm not a ben gerusha. Well, you know that my mother did not have chalitza. I'm not a ben chalitza. Or else, there's one case. These cases are that you're potter from a korban shvua. In these cases, even though you swear false, still, since you're not holding back money, there's no kfiras money, there's no kfiras mammon, therefore you're potter from a korban shvua. Now, another case, the Mishnah says, she'ish ploini koin, I want you to be an aid that somebody else is a kohen. There the problem is that it's not the real taveya, it's not that kohen coming, but you're the friend, you're asking the Eidim to say this,
for somebody else, or else sheish pleni levi, or else she'enoi ben Yerusha, she'enoi ben Chalutza, he is not a ben Yerusha, he is not. So these cases also pshiti yapata, because there's no taveya, you don't have the baldover himself. What about she'onas ish pleni es bitoi, or else somebody else, a Ruvain was manet somebody else's daughter, or else a pito es bitoi, or else somebody else was the father talked is spoke over to the girl to live with him, v'shechova bi bini, or else you know Adis, Reuben is going to two Edim, you know Adis that my son was chova bi and he made a chabura, therefore the locher is that he's chayiv misa my son, so therefore he's potter for money anyway, so it's not called the kfiris money, or else v'shechova bi chaveroi, that you know Adis that my friend made a chabura hit me on Shabbos, or else shehidlek gedishe b'Shabbos, or else that my friend lit my field on Shabbos. In these cases, since it was done on Shabbos, there's a chabur on Shabbos, or you made an eshan for Shabbos, so you chayiv miso. So anywhere you're potter from paying money for the chaburah, or you're potter from paying money for the field, because since it's a klal of kom lebedi rab minei, so in all these cases are rei el pturim. If the edim swear that they do not know the sedus, and then the court to be liars, there's no parsha of Edus, Shavuos Edus. They're not chayiv a korban. Because the insight is, you only chayiv a korban if you deny your kofa moment. You have to hold back money from the baldover. Here in these cases anyway, they're potter for money. Either the case of Isra v'heter, or the last case is only a shalom chayiv a misus, or the person is chayiv misa for being mechalal Shabbos. But there's no money involved, therefore there's no parsha of Shavuos Edus. Mor says, now time, what's the reason of our Mishnah? The Yish Pleini Koyen, the Yish Pleini Levi. It's smashed with the middle case of the Mishnah is that when Reuven says to these two Edim, swear that you know Edis, that my friend Yehuda is a Koyen or is a Levi. So mashma, the reason why you potter is because there's no money involved, only because Koyen and Levi is not money. Mashma Hamona Lepleini Biat Pleini Chayovim. If Reuven says to these two Edim, I want you to swear that you know the way Yehuda owes Shimon $100, then you would be chayiv. Mashma then, since there's a kfiris money involved, even though the Tevei himself, this Yehuda, is not here, it's only Reuven asking for Yehuda, mashma, you would be chayiv a korban shvua. Ayo ketani seifa, we'll see the next mission of Laman Hay says, a ketani seifa, ad sheyishmu mepia Tevei, that the only parsha of shvua say this is, if the Teveya, the one that's supposed to receive the money, he himself comes to the Edim, and he himself tells the Edim, come and say Edis for me. You know that somebody owes me money. And they swear that they do not know Edis, then the Chayiv a Korban Shvua, if there is a Kosev. But if the Teveya of Reuven is not asking for it, then there's no Pasha Shvua Edis. See, what is our Mishnah saying? That you're Edis, that somebody else is a Kohen Yipotah, mash money because he's a Kohen, but if somebody else owes money, you'd be chayiv, it's not true. So Marin says, our Mishnah is talking about the Bor B'Hashor. When this Reuven asked the Edom to swear, true, it's not for him, it's for Shimon, but Shimon made him an apotropis, Rashi says. B'Hashor means he has permission, he's an apotropis. Sheminu apotropis al kach. Hilkach, itvias momenhi, hevi mechayve. If this Reuven now, like the Shliach, the Hashor, is asking for money, even though he's asking for money for Shimon, but since Shimon appointed him like a Shliach, not Petropis, therefore he's called the Teveya. So he would be Chayiv, the Edom would be Chayiv a Korban Shavuos Edus. That's what the Mishnah says, only here, that they're asking if he's a Kohen or is a Levi, that's not money involved, therefore they're part of it. I nadoi say, leikatsvinan urchaso amatautali. You have no right to give over permission to make somebody else, or shliach, to collect money for you. If it's a question of collecting money, not karka, you cannot make a hashor to collect money. So Morin says, Hani min lom was that said heche de kafre. Only if there was already a din Torah. Reuven asked Shimon for the money, and Shimon said, no, I do not owe it to you. And now they want to go on further, so now Reuven cannot appoint a hashor shliach. Avoloi kafre. But they did not have a din Torah yet, and Reuven did not deny the money yet. In such a case, kasvinen. Then, if Reuven for some reason cannot come to Bezdin, he cannot make it. he's allowed to make Hashor appoint somebody else to come to Beis Din to collect the money for him. That's what Mishnah is talking about. If there would have been Hashor here for money, you would be chayiv. The Mishnah says you potter because it's a question of Kayin and Levi that there's no money involved.
You mean
it was
already in Belgium?
And you're still in the middle of the Din Torah. Yeah. Turn around, what are the price of this? Minayin, how do we know the Yisrael of our Mishnah? Minayin, Shein HaKosav Medab Rele B'Tfiyas Mamin. How do we know that this parasha of Shavuos Eidus only applies to a case where there's a Kfiras money, where Reuven is asking the Eidim to say Eidus for me, that would give me money, and you're holding back your Eidus, I'm losing out money, then if you swear false, you have a carbon Shavuos. How do I know this? So a lot of different shortcuts. Rebbe Lezer Oimer, Nemakan Oy Ein. Rashi says Nemakan means Oiro Oyoda. In the Pasha Shruah Said it says the word Oi twice. Oiro either you saw Oyoda, you know. Venemalahalan Rashi says Bishrua Sapikodin. But Pikodin says Oi Bishrumas Yad, Oi Begazal Oyoshik. So it says the word Oi Oi there also. So therefore, Malahalan, just like by the Pasha Shruah Sapikodin. And in Madab relevant to Fias Mamin, a Pikodin is always that I gave you something of mine to watch. I gave you my money. Is Afkan here also the pastor of Shavuos Eidus? Ainim Adab Rebbe Matzvias Mamin. That's what Rebbe Lezer learns out. Like a type of Gzera Shava, Limud, one pastor from the other pastor, since it says Oi and Oi. For the Gemara, Oi Ain the Ratzech Yechichoi. No, in the pastor of Ratzech also says the word Oi Oi twice. Rashi says, Oi Bi Eva Hikayu, Oi Hishlech Olav Bitzdiya. So it says the word oy oy also by Raseach. So maybe the Pasha of Shavuos Eidus applies to a case of Mis also. Shein oy oyin or medabrim shloi b'tfias mamon. The Pasha of Raseach is not talking about the money. And still the Torah says the word oy oy. So maybe learn out Shavuos Eidus from Raseach it applies to Miso. So Mora says no. Donin oy oyin sheyesh imoim shvua. By Pasha of Shavuos Eidus, here you have to swear. May oy oyin Sheyesh imoim shvua. Learn it out better from the parasha of Shvua Sapikodin. That's also talking about a swearing. By Pikodin, if you deny that I gave you something to watch, you have to swear to me. So learn out this parasha from that parasha. The Yal Yochichu did not bring any proof. Oy oy de Ratzeach. The parasha of killing somebody. Shein imoim shvua. There's no halach of a shvua. You do not have to swear. If you kill somebody, the mezid yichayiv misa. But there's no parasha of a shvua there. Therefore, learn out Shavuos Eidus from Pikodin, it's only with his money. So Mora says, okay, but Oy Ein the Saita Yechichoi. There's a Pasha by Saita. It also says, Oy Oy. Rashi says, Oy overall of Ruach Kino, Oy Ish Asher Tavrolov. It says the word Oy Oy twice. So there, Oy Ein Vieshi Moim Shavua. There is Shavua involved. O Medabrim Shloi Betfias Money. Mama, we're not talking about Mama over there. It's talking about there, whether she has Nus or not. The Shalosh is Chayiv Misa or not. So learn out from Saita. So where is that true? I tell you, Donin Oyoin Shieshi Moim Shvua V'yeni Moim Koyin. By a Shvua Saidis, you do not need a Koyin. So learn out this Pasha, May Oyoin Shieshi Moim Shvua V'yeni Moim Koyin. Learn it out from Pikodin. Also that you have to swear there and there's no Koyin involved. But V'yal Yochich did not bring me a proof. I Oyoin the Ratzayach. You cannot learn out from the Pasha of Ratzayach Sheini Moim Shvua. There you do not have to swear. V'yal Yochich did not bring me any proof. I owe you in the Saita. Even though the Saita has to swear, Shafa Pi Sheishi Moim Shvua, but Yeshi Moim Kayin. There it's a special halacha by a Saita that you need the Kayin to make the Shvua. You have to go to a Kayin. So maybe there it's different. But Shenkein, Shvua Saita, that does not need a Kayin, maybe it's only learned out from Shvua Sepikodin, that's only by money. Satch Kabbalah is Drusha. Rabbi Akiva says, "For Omer v'ohoyo ki yasham liyachas meila." Says in the Pasha Shavuos Eidus that yasham liyachas meila. One of these, mashma yesh meila shuchayiv v'yesh meila shupata. In the Pasha Shavuos Eidus, certain times yuchayiv and certain times yupata. It says liyachas meila. One of these, mashma. Not every case when an aid swears false that he does not know Eidus, is Yichayiv. Sometimes yes, sometimes potter. Sefer Rabbi Akiva says, Hokeitzit, how does it come out? Tova, momin, chayiv. Dovracha, potter. We'll soon see later, how do you know which way though? Maybe just the opposite. Maybe Dabaracha Yechayiv a Korban Shavuah, and maybe by Mom and Yepota. So Rabbi Akiva says from the word Liachas Mielo, one yes and one no. Rabbi Yosi Aglilu Yoimer, Harei Yoimer, the Pasuk says, Gu Eid or Roa Yoda. There's a Svatch of Pasha of Eidus that you just saw, or else you know. So that this is the case of Shavuah Eidus, that you do not know the Eidus, therefore you have to swear, and if it comes out you swore false, you chai the carbon. This pasuk now be Eidus amaskayemes beriya v'loy yidiya or v'yidiya v'loy riya hakosu medaber. When it says oy ro mashma, it's talking about a case that you only saw it, but you did not know what happened. Or else it's the case of yoda, you know what happened even though you did not see it. That's what we're talking about now. Now that's only possible by money and not by misa. So Mark explains, Riya b'lo yediya. How do we have a case that you saw something but you yourself do not know whether it's chayiv or not? Ketzad, mono manisa lecho b'fnei pleni yepleni. Aruven says to Edim, you saw the way you saw me counting out the money to Shimon. You saw me count out $1,000 to Shimon. Yavoyu pleni yepleni v'yidu. I want you to wait and to come to Bezin to say this, that you saw me pay out money to Shimon. Zui Riya B'lo Yediyah. This is the case that true, you saw Reuven pay out the money, but it's Lo Yediyah. You do not know what he was doing. Maybe Reuven was paying up a debt to Shimon. Maybe he's lending money to Shimon. So obviously Reuven is saying that I lent money to Shimon. So he has Eidus now. They're not good Eidus. They're only Eidus that they saw me give money to Shimon. But they do not know why I gave it. So that's the case of Eidus. Raw, you saw the Maisam, but you do not know. So Rashi says that the case is that Shimon says back to Reuven, if you bring me Eidus, that you counted out money to me, I'll pay you back. That's the case we're talking about. So in such a case, these Eidim are called furious money. Because if they would say they're Eidus, that we saw the way Reuven counted out $1,000 to Shimon, Shimon himself is admitting now that I'll pay you back the money, but only if Reuven has such Eidus. If Reuven does not bring the Eidim, Shimon will not pay back the money. So this is a case of raw, that you saw the way Reuven counted out money to Shimon, even though you do not know for sure why he did it. You do not know, maybe he owed him the money from before. Still, that's the case of Shavuos Eidus. Now, Yediyah Blariyah, where is there a case that you saw, that you know something, but you do not see it? Ketzad? Reuven says this to Edim, you were there when Shimon admitted to me that he owes me money. So Yovi plenty plenty of Yidu. I want you two Edim not to come to Beth and say this for me. Zui Yidia, this is called the case that the two Edim know that Shimon owes you the money. Belay Riyah, even though they did not see the way you gave the money, they did not see the loan. They only know from Shimon the fact Shimon admitted to you that he owes you the money. So these are only shaykh by money. By money you could admit that your money yichayiv. But by me, some other cases, haidor doesn't help you. So that's Rabbi Yosi Aglilu's proof that we're talking about mammon and nothing else. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, chayiv kan v'chayiv pikodin. Yichayiv is shvu over here by Eidus, and yichayiv is shvu by pikodin. Ma lahal and eni medav rela b'tfias mammon. Just like there was talking about by money matters, av kan eni medav rela b'tfias mammon. That's Rabbi Shimon's limud. For Yoyin Kavachayim, also have the Kavachayim for this also. Ma pikodin. Ma dech by the Shvuah sa pikodin. When I tell a Shomer, listen, I gave you something to watch, give it back to me. The Shomer says, no, you never gave it to me, swear, and he swears false. There, Shaosa by Noshim Kanoshim. A Shvuah sa pikodin applies both to a lady and to a man. There's no Pasha Vedas there. Kravim the Kurachaitim. Even though you're relatives, so what? The Pasha applies to relatives also. Even though you're possibly Yedis,